Yeah, welcome back to Man Uprising. This is for men rising up in the second half of life. This is for the women who are married to those men, dating those men, raising those men, looking up to those men. Get your man into this conversation or your men and help them rise up in the second half of life. Now, there's four parts of my book, Man Uprising, but there's four parts of the journey of a man, according to Dr. Carl Jung. There's the morning of life. There's what I add in there based on his teachings of what I call high noon. There's afternoon and there's evening. Morning of life, let's say up until 40. That's how Carl Jung delineates it. Then there's 40, which, so it doesn't have to be a hard stop and a new beginning. I call that high noon because, you know, 30s, I think of it as sort of 30s and 40s are high noon. And then there's afternoon, 50s, 60s, 70s. There's no hard and fast rules to these, just sort of ballparks. And then there's evening of life, and that's 80 onwards, but it doesn't have to be 80. I mean, it depends how long you live. It depends your state of mind. Just because physiologically, biologically, you're in that particular time because your body's gone around the sun 50 times doesn't mean you're in the afternoon. I know a lot of guys who have been around the sun, you know, traveling around the sun 50 times, and they're still stuck in the morning. And I know guys, I counsel them, who are in their late 20s, early 30s, late morning, and they are afternoon of life men at a very young age. So, but again, these are sort of big picture or, you know, generalizations so that we can start to conceptualize this. I want to talk today about afternoon, evening, somewhere in that space. 60s, 70s, 80s, like more like 60s and 70s, because I'm working with a lot of guys right now who are going into retirement. And if you've listened to other videos I've done, you know how I feel. Retirement sucks. Don't retire, guys. You're more likely to die after you retire. You're more likely to get divorced after you retire. You're more likely to commit suicide after you retire. These are just data. Anecdotally, when I was a rabbi, I would officiate at funerals of a lot of men somewhere, I don't know, on the other side of retirement. And, you know, they were ascending in their life. And then you can just sort of see the hockey stick, like fall off. Boom. That's kind of the beginning of the end for them. Now, you know, don't turn that dial because it gets a lot better than that. I'm not saying don't change vocations, and we'll get back to that. What I'm saying is don't retire. The word retire, tired. It's, you know what retirement is to me? It's like the beginning of the end where you just can't get out of bed anymore. You don't know what you're going to do with your day. You've sort of lost your passion for life. You don't have those networks, those connections like you did when you were working. You don't have the camaraderie, the peers around you. And so, you know, you're about two steps away from sitting in front of the nursing home TV watching reruns of Matlock or Murder, She Wrote. Like, that's, excuse me, fucking terrible. Nobody wants to, by design, end up as that guy. Now, you don't have to. You can design a different life by, it's not just changing the name, it's changing the concept. In the Hebrew Bible, I won't get too religious on you. I won't get religious at all. But the Hebrew Bible, there's no word for retirement. It doesn't exist. And when you don't have a word in a culture or in the Bible, you don't have a concept for it. That's the only reason you don't have a word. There was not a thing. Some might say, well, you only lived to 40. And maybe you haven't read the Bible in a while. You live like to 600. I don't think so. Not really. But that's not the reason why. The reason why is because it's a foreign concept. It's a post-industrial concept that, you know, you can divide your life into these categories, and this is my youth, and this is my working or education years, and this is my working years, and this is my retirement years. Life is not that compartmentalized. It shouldn't be. Not if you want to live a, you know, it should be if you want to live a compartmentalized life. I don't meet people who like living compartmentalized lives, especially the dudes who say to me, I don't want to be this Joe at work and that Joe at home and that Joe at with my friends and that Joe in fill in the blank setting. I want to be Joe. I want to be me. I want to express myself, you know, uncompartmentalized in the world, whole me. I have a podcast with a great man who lives an undivided life called Scott Chapman, who calls it the open floor plan. You can listen to that podcast. Living life as an open floor plan, getting rid of those walls, those divisions, those barriers. Coming back to retirement, what does this have to do with retirement? It only exists because we say, I'm going to stop working and start retiring. ridiculous. First of all, the guys I'm working with are designing the next chapter, re-inspirement, not retirement. Second of all, it's a continuum. So it's not like they're stopping one version of themselves and starting another. And they're also not just going to show up in retirement with having not prepared for it. Right? We prepare for everything in this life except the important things. We don't consciously prepare for marriage, for parenting, for re-inspirement. We assume this shit just happens. And it can just happen, but in my experience, nothing in life is without design. Doesn't mean you don't pivot. It doesn't mean, you know, things don't change. But at least you have put in the effort, the energy to master the envisioning process, to look at all the possibilities that you can come up with, and then it's much easier to pivot. It's much easier to riff at that moment. So back to re-inspirement, what we do is we start looking at what we want out of that phase of their life, that late afternoon, evening phase of their life. Then we start backing in now. Maybe they're even 20s or 30s or 40s. Why wait to get to that point? No, you can't do those very same things. That's not the chapter you're in, but let's bring them in now. It's sort of like when somebody says, I want to start a diet, I'll start on Monday. What they mean is, I don't really want to start a diet. For people who want to get in health, you know, full health, you don't diet, you change your lifestyle. Diets don't work. You can change the way you eat, the way you relate to food, the way you think about your body, the way you exercise it. That begins here, that begins now, that begins organically. And not some artificial, I'll start on Monday. So that's where we start. Not you're going to start on Monday. First of all, you start now, incorporating bits and pieces. Number two, no word for retirement. It's called vocation. What is the word vocation? Right? It doesn't mean work. It means voice. Vocation is supposed to be the way we express our voice, our uniqueness, our contribution in the world. Some guys will say to me, but B, I'm a CPA and I hate numbers. So tell me how I'm supposed to express my vocation. I wanted to be an artist. Okay, my good friend, you have an opportunity every time you're interacting with a potential client to stop thinking about your role as a CPA. You are here to provide security, to make a connection, to help these people go deeper into their lives, into their relationship with one another. What percentage of husbands and wives divorce over finances? A lot. How much marital strife is caused over this? Well, when you're sitting in front of that couple, you actually have the opportunity to provide for them in ways that I, as a marital counselor, don't have. Because you have practical, tangible, tactile things they can walk away with. And if they have a better grip on their finances and they see it as security and not just money, right? And they understand it's a means, not an ends, and you're broadening their horizons. You're also now tapping into your voice. I haven't met a guy who doesn't say, that feels good. My friend Scott, realtor, he used to talk about selling, he's not a realtor, sorry, Scott. He's a mortgage lender. And so Scott used to think of his job as providing people, getting people into the right mortgage, into the right loan. And now we talk a lot about, that's not his job, that's how he delivers, but his vocation is to help them find security and create wealth. And that's what a good mortgage is all about, and that's what finding the right home is all about. And he works with clients to help provide security and wealth. And that, if you know Scott, that's what he provides people. That's his vocation. Vocation, Latin, vocari, his voice. So when Scott decides to, you know, get re-inspired, frankly, he won't have to because he's already inspired. But when it's time to formally sort of move to the next chapter, he's already doing that. Now we just have to express his vocation, his vocari, his voice in different means. But those are means. Those are hows. He who has a why to live for, said Viktor Frankl, can endure any how. Figure out your why and the hows will follow. Figure out your vocation, fellas, your voice, and how you express it in the world is secondary. Interestingly, the word avocation, which means passion, is just simply a continuation of it. It just means you don't get paid for your voice. But that's another way to express yourself in the world. So I'm talking with a gentleman who's in finance, and we're talking about, you know, re-inspirement, because he really wants to get re-inspired. He's sort of been living more of a compartmentalized life, like so many. And what he says is he wants to take his vocation and he just wants to give it away in the next chapter, helping people who financially are illiterate or who are financially in bad situation and they need some free consult. And so now it's an avocation. It's not a vocation. He's still expressing his voice in the world. Don't buy into, if you're a lawyer, you're done practicing law. If you're a doctor, you're done practicing medicine. If you're a fill in the blank, you're done practicing fill in the blank. It's a part of who you are. It's a mastery that you obviously have. Find new ways to express your voice in the world. The 1,000 ways I can come up with just standing here. That's not for me to do. That's not what I do with my clients. What I do with them is help them find their voice and figure out how they want to best express it in the world. Now, you might say, I really don't want to do anything more as a CPA. What I want to do is art. Wonderful. That's amazing. And that begins now. Why would you begin to be an artist when you have time for it? If you're an artist and that's your voice, then express your voice on canvas now. Maybe it can't be all day, every day. Maybe it's on Saturdays. Maybe it's an hour on Tuesday nights. Don't buy your own bullshit. We all do it. I do it. Rationalization. We can rationalize anything. And we tell ourselves, I want to be an artist, when at the very least, I just make you and our work together take responsibility for the truth. You don't really want to be an artist. But B, how can you say that? I do want to be an artist. Okay, well, why aren't you, you know, expressing your art in the world? I don't have time. Then you're not an artist, because an artist doesn't turn on or turn off. They may not be painting, but they are an artist. It's who they are. It's why they're here. And they're creating art in their mind so that they can put it down on canvas later on. Nothing starts down the road. Your life doesn't begin, you know, after you graduate high school or college. That's a compartmentalized way of thinking of the world. Then I will at retirement begin my life. It begins here. It begins now. Lastly, one of the keys to re-inspirement is to not, well, let's start with this. Martin Luther King had a what? I have a fill in the blank. Everybody knows it. I have a dream. As Simon Sinek, a great author, said, he didn't say, I have a plan. Nobody would have bought into, I have a plan. Some people would. Some people like a good plan. You're an Enneagram one if you do. You like the check boxes. There are very few of us. Now, we need a plan. Absolutely. But we start with, I have a dream. We start with my friend Michael Finer, my financial planner, who starts with, okay, where do you want to go in 20 years, 30 years? Now let's back into that. Paint the vision of what's possible and we'll get you there. I have a dream. What's your dream? Do you know how many guys I talk to who literally don't know how to answer that? I say to them, fellas, what's the why of your either business or profession? They'll tell you the why. They'll tell you the vision, the mission, the purpose of their company. And I'll say, okay, now tell me your vision, mission, purpose. And they'll look at me and either they'll go, or they'll basically act like they're at the Hallmark store reading cards. Cliches. You deserve better than that. If a company is going to be successful, they better know who they are, why they're here, and where they're going. And the same is true with you as a man. It's time to devote that kind of energy to where I'm going. Who am I? Why am I here? And so that's the I have a dream. We'll back in with a plan. We do. I make you start with I have a dream. And we back in from there the plan of how to get there. Because otherwise you're just a dreamer and that's not real. The other alternative is you just start with a plan and that's no fun. That's not inspiring. A true, complete dream is I have a dream and I have a plan. And you need both. These are just some thoughts. I'm going to do more on getting rid of retirement, getting into re-inspirement, and transforming not only the way we end up in life, but the way we move through life. Getting rid of these artificial boundaries and barriers and labels, and getting back to the essence of who we are and why we are here. You are not here to be that label. You are not here to live for another chapter, another day. You are right here, right now, to find your vocation, your voice. Don't leave your job. Don't hear me wrong on this. Doesn't mean you can't leave. You can leave for the right reasons, but not until you figure out your vocation, your vocare, and then the universe will provide for you opportunities to go express it in the world. I will see you in the next video. Until then, rise up in the second half of your life. And for the women, thank you for listening. I hope this helps you support your men. Now share it with men, and men, share it with other men, because we're building a movement of men who want to rise up in the second half of life. Jump over to manuprising.org, manuprising.org, where you'll get information about what we're doing, and you can jump over to what we call the Man Cave. I'll see you in the next video.